as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Father, so much for this wonderful, wonderful day. It's a blessing to be here with all of you listening in. I hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you may be. Of course, aloha and welcome to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are never going to be the answer. Folks, hopefully we got a great show for you today. I don't know what the show is going to be, but we're going to kind of build it as we go, you know, and it'll usually turn out pretty good. You got Dr. Brian Artis and Nicola Burnett and myself. It usually is a pretty fun time. Dr. Janet Schmidt couldn't join us today. She's off doing what we all wish we were doing. She's visiting the wonderful islands of Hawaii. And if you didn't know, Hawaii means breath in the water. Beautiful place to go. And I think we all are thinking to ourselves, yeah, I can see myself on a beach in Hawaii, a white sandy beach of Hawaii, right? Give a shout out to Israel out there as well. So, folks, we have a really fun show for you today. We're going to be talking a little bit about some things. We'll take, I think, a few of your questions today. We're going to keep that going, but although we do want to keep getting into case studies, and I really want to work on the educational piece, you know, with you all. So hope you're open to that. But we will take some questions in the second and third segment today and see what we got out there, see some good stuff, and we will pre-screen them. I've been told by a couple people in our audience, Dr. H, just please take some more questions. Just make sure you pre-screen them this time. We are going to pre-screen them this time, and we'll make sure we pick only the good ones, and we won't mention the ones that maybe are a little questionable. So, like I said, I'm here with Nicola Burnett. How you doing today, sis?
I am good. I missed you guys last week.
We missed you.
But I have a really good reason why I was gone. I'm doing some really cool research project and some exciting information to be announced very soon, like maybe within the next month. So,
not within the next 30 minutes.
Nope. Not yet, but close. But you guys will be the first to know. I promise.
Ooh, can't wait to hear about this. This is now I'm on pins and needles. Like, oh my God, we're going to see if we can pull that out of her tonight. I don't. Then, of course, we're here with quarterback Dr. Brian Artis. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing great. I hope everybody's doing great. I'm so excited to be back united again with my radio host buddies and co-hosts. But I do have a question, Dr. Ely. You mentioned Hawaii and then mentioned something about, you know, a salute or hello to Israel. I mean, are you talking about the singer from Hawaii who sang the beautiful 100% song about Over the Rainbow, or, you know,
you got it. Is.
Or are you giving a shout out to Israel because people are flooding Hawaii from Israel?
Oh my God. You know, that is one of the craziest things going on. Wait a minute, among the bazillion crazy things going on. I for some reason today said, you know what, let me go, you know, taking 2 seconds, let me go and see CNN and let me go see Fox News and just see what's the scuttlebutt of the day, you know, what's going on. Because I honestly never check in, and I can't tell you the last time I really posted anything on Twitter. I'm just kind of like, I like not being involved. But somebody sent me a video of a student at Columbia that is apparently pro-Palestinian, even though she's not Palestinian, held a press conference after they broke into a hall at Columbia University, where Columbia University had to go on lockdown because it was a criminal act. They like was breaking and entering, and they did some other stuff. And of course, there's graffiti all over the place, because of course, why not do that too? And she holds a press conference saying that we are revolutionaries and we demand that the university feed us. Just like, what is going on? Like, what, there's some, you know, when you just have the switch that's not like locked down and connected, there's something in that brain that is absolutely broken. So I said, you know, she should sue the school. You know, she should sue Columbia. She should sue Columbia for failing to prevent her from enrolling there, because she was too stupid to get in. I mean, I'm like, what is going on? Have you been following stuff?
Never even heard of this. This is the first time I've heard this story. And I'm like you, Ely. I try to stay out of mainstream crap. I've not watched a single newscast since I was born.
You know what? There you go.
Smart,
That's a
Brian.
feat.
Smart.
That's like, I've never been vaccinated and I've never watched anything from the mainstream media. That's where you just give a person a prize.
Yeah,
You
I'll
know,
just
you're
say
just.
I have never in my life, 47 years now, I have never sat down and watched an entire newscast ever. I never have. I just cannot stand the news. You want to know why? My parents loved that stuff growing up. So it was always Fox News, ABC, NBC. And every time I walked in the room when they were watching it, there was never a good story.
Never.
It was always a negative story. Something horrible, deadly, damaging, and then some protest somewhere of negativity and hate somewhere. And I was always like, why do y'all even watch this crap? Just turn it off. So I never would watch any. I never have. Still to this day, I just
I
can't.
totally agree. It's like, why in the world, first of all, why is that considered news? It's nothing new about it. It's all just the same old regurgitated stuff. But why is that the only focus? That was always my thing. And I remember as a kid, you know, you listen because you're kind of forced to listen into
True.
some of it. Some of you are like, oh, I'm just going to leave the room. You know, when they you get old enough for them not to care, you know, where you are in the house and stuff like that. You're like, yeah, I'm out. But it was always like, why is there nothing good on if it's news and you're giving me some semblance of balance and what else is going on? Well, I got to be aware of what's going on there. I've actually had conversations with my father where, you know, I call him, hey dad, how you doing? You know, and you can hear, like, for him, CNN on in the background. And I have to tell him, hey dude, you got to put that on mute. I'm going to get off this phone. I can't not hear what's going on in the background. And it's
That's exactly
so
me.
maddening. Just turn it off. You can turn it back on when you're on, but I need you to pay attention to me right now because actually something good is going on in the world. Me and you are having a good conversation,
I don't know
hopefully.
about y'all, but do y'all love listening to people like Nancy Grace for 24 hours? Why would people do that? I don't understand. My whole family would do that all the time. And I'm like, this lady's just blowing up nasty, ugly stories about family murder, deceit, affairs, adultery, whatever. It's always murder cases and stuff. And I'm like, she's so loud and annoying and obnoxious. Why do you want to watch this? Why don't you want to do something productive that's positive and light and fun and laughter filled? I prefer the laughter and funny comedic side of life. I do not like the, let's just talk about the depressing, serious, all things bad in the world. Oh my God, is the whole world a Mayan calendar with an end of lifetime? That's all it leads to is something is going to end for the whole world. Climate change is going to end the whole world's existence. Turn the damn TV off and all the negativity in your life, the majority of it will disappear.
You know, see,
That's so true.
there's some good medicine right there, right? Let's talk about that for a minute. We were going to talk about what we talked about this week on our shows, but let's talk about this whole TV. I remember first when I first got into natural medicine, I started getting into American Botanical Pharmacy, Dr. Richard Schultz. You know, his stuff with cleansing, the detox, and everything, and you know, and it was just like it was really exciting because you know you learn. But he had a list of 20 things to stop doing every day if you want to be healthy. And one of the things that always stood out to me was to turn your TV off. He was like, if you really want to get healthy, if you want to heal, turn the TV off. There's nothing on there that is going to help you in any way, shape, or form. You
I
know, and
love
I'm
this
like,
guy.
so what do you guys like? Give me an idea of when did you dial in to say, I'm done with the whole TV thing? Because I know, like, Brian, I know you're into sports, I'm into sports, and you know. I luckily had the temerity to grow up with a brother who couldn't stand commercials. So he would always mute and he just had it ready to go whenever a commercial would come on and just mute. When did it dial in for you that, hey, I'm being programmed here and I got to get away from this device if I want to maintain my free, you know, freedom of consciousness and will and all that good stuff?
Well, Nicola, do you want to answer that first?
Yeah, sure. I wasn't sure. I thought
Either way, yeah,
you
either
want
way,
to
go
ask
for
it.
it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, we both can. You know, that's a really interesting question. And I guess I'm not quite as on it as you guys have been, it sounds like. But I will say that so my dad was part of that. You know, he was an engineer and he worked for certain space, you know, aerospace company. There was like four of them that everybody worked for. And he would just come home and he would have all his programs, which was like CNN and you know, all just name go down the list. He watched all of them, and in his later years, when he was actually retired, he'd record them, and he'd literally sit for 15 hours. And I got to the point where I couldn't be there. I had to move out. I couldn't tolerate it anymore. I would say it was probably when I was in college, and then I'd come home for visits, and I literally it would. grate my nerves. And I felt like I was just going to have a nervous breakdown because they're screaming at each other and it's just awful. It's so awful. And I just had to leave the house all the time. And unfortunately, I didn't come around for like 25 years because that's all he would do. So I can't handle it. I won't even go to a bar, which is really hard to find, or a restaurant where they've got a million screens. I can't stand it. I can't deal with it at all. So, but recently, I would say over the past 4 years, I got sucked into watching all of the, how do I say, truthers and all the podcasts and, all the people. I don't want to name any names.
The
And
Dr.
I,
Artist show. Yeah. Okay, go
no,
I'm just
actually
kidding.
that one I didn't
I'm just
mind,
kidding.
but some other ones, and they aren't bad people. They're just really trying to put real news out there or put another way of thinking or understanding what was going on. And I got sucked into it. I did. I got totally sucked in, and I would just hours, anytime I was home, I would be cooking, whatever. I would watch them. And I just started to really pay attention to how sick I was feeling. Like, what, my whole day would kind of be dictated by whatever was said in these videos, whether it was perceived as good or perceived as bad. And it was probably about almost a year now. I just stopped so cold and hard turkey, like cold turkey, and stopped watching all this stuff. And it's been dramatic what it has done for my psyche, but just I'm just my eyes are way open in a way they weren't before. It's very interesting. I would encourage anybody out there, and I so agree with that as a list of things to do to get healthy. I think it should be in the top three of just stop watching anything and everything and just go live your life. And watch the choices you make and just watch your life and how that goes, moving forward with not having any of that interference. And it's changed my life. It's absolutely changed my life.
What have you noticed?
Congratulations.
Yeah, like what have you noticed? So like change your life, like what? What
Ooh,
changed for you?
I would say my mood is a lot more even keeled. I would say that I'm enjoying my life more because my life is just filled with things that I'm personally picking to get involved with. So it just kind of turned into my life just became everything. I am master of it, and I am dictating all of it from the minute I wake up to the minute I go to bed, and not having that constant interference coming in. And it's just really made a difference, I think, in that way.
Awesome. I love
So
it. I love it. I love it all. I love
that's
that
so
you could, were
cool.
able to recognize that yourself felt different for any way, whether it was your nerves, felt like you're, for me, it's like nails on a chalkboard. Anytime I hear a news article, a newscast start talking, I'm like, oh my gosh, turn this crap off. And in fact, it's for me, it's so severe. People tune in and would tell me all the time, the main thing I'm looking for and look forward to every night is the weather, the meteorologist. And this is what I would always say to them. If you want to know the weather, just walk outside. Why are you waiting for a guy to come on TV to tell you what the weather's like? Like, just walk outside. Come on, people. Like, this is ridiculous. And this is what I would, this is what I've said forever. I find this fun. I even said it this weekend for real to somebody in my family. I said, you know what the most posh job on earth is, where you can be wrong 100% of the time, but yet everyone in your local community and nationally will still tune in every day to see what you have to say, even though you've never had to be right ever. But we still tune into you like you're some local hero and a prophet, seer, and revelator, and you know the forecast. These are all your meteorologists. They can be wrong 24/7 a day at guessing the weather tomorrow and 8 days from now. And even if you're completely wrong and changed all of your plans because of some misinterpreted forecast, even if they are wrong, you will still tune in every night and trust that they're going to tell you the truth. It's the most posh job on earth. Why would any meteorologist ever get fired? They would, they're not threatened with losing their job ever. You can be wrong every day. Your job is to guess what the weather's going to be tomorrow. Well, if you've been paying attention, Lyndon B. Johnson said in a commencement speech back in the 60s or 70s, whenever he was president, he said, "We now control the weather." And he said, The country that controls the weather controls the world. And if you don't think the weather can be controlled, ask your teenage kids and young adult friends to show you the TikTok videos and Instagram videos of Dubai last week, who actually experimenting with seeding clouds into the sky to increase rain. Did y'all see what happened? They flooded the whole flipping place for days. So yes, they can control the weather. Stop watching the weather. They're just messing with you. You don't need to watch it. Go outside and look at the weather. Stop watching somebody on the screen to tell you what it's going to be like outside. Just leave it alone. It's ridiculous.
But Brian, I do have to say I'm such a fan, and I'm even more of a fan. I think you're even 1,000 times cooler because you never, ever watch the news. I really never. Find great admiration in that. You nope. are. I think that proves you are just such a true healer through and through. Wise man.
In fact, it's very interesting, Nicola. This to me, it's like 4 years now I've been saying this, but in June of 2020, after people got to know me as the Remdesivir guy, they then would open up other dialogue and questions like, well, he seems to be right about this and he's a chiropractor. Let's ask him other stuff. And one of the questions was, how do we end the pandemic? In June of 2020 on Newsmax, I said, you turn off your TVs.
There it is.
And the whole thing disappears. In fact, all of you, if you turned off your TVs, turned off your radio, turned off social media, you would not even know there was a pandemic going on. You would walk outside to get in your car and go to Target. And by the time you got there, you would be wondering, what in the world is everybody wearing a mask in their own car for? They look like buffoons. Then you would walk into Target and people would be backing up away from you going, hey, man, you're not wearing a mask. You need to step 6 feet away. And you'd go like this. What are you talking about? Is there something in the air I don't know about in this Target or in your cars? What are y'all talking about? You would never even know there was something to be scared of. And then when the vaccine agendas came out, people would physically, this is what I said on air, they're going to have to knock on the door and tell you to get the vaccine. And you're going to go like this. What vaccine are you talking about? There's a bat that coughed in China and made the whole world sick, man. Where have you been? You need to get a shot in order to go outside and be with your neighbors. And you're like this. Well, all of us have been at home and we're just fine. I don't know what the world you're talking about. The whole thing was only working to control the masses because political cults, I told everybody for 4 years now, Steve Hassan, who is listed as the number one cult expert in America. He wrote a book in 2013 I have told everybody about. In that book on page 4, it says there are 4 types of cults, because I'm not a cult expert. I had to learn from a cult expert. He said there's 4 types of cults: religious, political, commercial, and therapeutic. On page 4, it gives you the definition of what defines a successful religious, political, commercial, and therapeutic cult. For politics, all I remember thinking was this, man, this seems really political, all the crap I'm reading, hearing about, and people are talking about. So it seems very political. I'm going to see what I didn't even know there was a such thing as a political cult, you two. I had no idea. So I had to read the definition. I was like, all I knew was religious cults. I mean, I grew up in one. I know about them. The definition of a political cult I learned from the book written in 2013 was this: for a political cult to be successful and destructive, they have to do 2 things. They have to control the mainstream media, and they have to prevent free assembly.
It's very Nazi of them, you know?
And I just said to everybody, well, just so you know, in June of 2020, I started telling everybody, I just read this book. Everything you're looking at is political, and they're figuring out how to control all of you. Now, if you go to the political cult chapter in his book, it actually says, if a political cult is trying to prevent assembly, remember this, can't go to work, you can't gather in churches, you can't go to bars. Remember the whole, we're going to prevent free assembly? That's what they did. Then they just pummeled you in the mainstream media. I said, turn off your TVs, radios, and social media. It'll disappear. These are the tools they use to control you. In the chapter on political cults, we'll wrap it up before we go to commercial break, they state, if a political cult is finding that their followers they're trying to control with the mainstream media and preventing free assembly isn't working, they adopt a third principle from the religious cult leaders that they found in religious cults is a tool that ingrains the indoctrination of the cult leaders, and the followers of the political cult will become more ingrained and brainwashed if they just do this one thing. Do y'all know what it is?
Nope.
They wrote religious cults, the most successful and destructive religious cults, all use one tool.
Kool-Aid. To get them.
Huh? What?
Did you say sex poop? What did you say?
No.
Kool-Aid.
Well, we're going to go to commercial break. The third thing every political cult needs to do that the religious cult leaders have found so successful at indoctrinating and brainwashing their followers in writing, in print, is to get their followers. The political cult has to get the followers to wear an article of clothing.
Wow.
And this is when the mass discussions became permanent. For the first 6 months of COVID, they were back and forth. Fauci, I don't know if masks are going to work. Yeah, they're going to work. And then it was like three masks are better, blah, blah, blah. They were just back and forth. They were looking to see, is our controlling the mainstream media, preventing free assembly, working enough? When they found it didn't, they had to introduce an article of clothing, because every time you put on the article of clothing, like in a religious cult, Mormon underwear, you name it, yarmulkes, it doesn't matter. Any article of clothing is simply you put it on, and every time you do whatever it is, you put it on and you tell yourself why you're putting it on. And it further ingrains whatever the doctrine is they want you to believe. What did they want you to believe? There is a virus out there in the air that only kamikazes every 6 feet, but wear a mask and everybody's got to do it. And when everybody started wearing them, even the people that didn't fall victim for the first 6 months now became indoctrinated and brainwashed. I'm Dr. Artis, looking for Healing Radio. Dr. Ely, Nicola Burnett, we're going to commercial break.
Lean, pure, with premium ingredients. Global Healing's pure plant protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with pure plant protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
All right, healers, welcome back to Looking for Healing Radio. Always a shout out, big shout out to Global Healing. Make sure you go check out their whole catalog. Please, please, please. You're going to get some great stuff. One of my favorites right now is really their bioactive copper. I've been talking about it a lot. There's some, of course, how could there ever be anything that's not controversial, right? Because I get all these emails in telling me that, oh no, what's really going on is people are copper toxic and everything. That, no, you know what? I haven't seen that to be true whatsoever. So you are totally fine getting their copper, getting the bioactive copper. You can get it from Artist Labs. You can get it from Global Healing. Just make sure if you do get it through Global Healing, you put in promo code OUTLOUD, get a little extra discount. And, you know, and start putting it in your body. It's going to work beautifully with the home-brewed holy water. It's going to work beautifully with the grounding sleep systems. It's going to really start putting everything together for you. The other entity, the other organization that sponsors this show, the Energetic Health Institute, you know, we have a really interesting class starting on May 17th. May 17th, we have our detox class starting, where we've revamped everything using predominantly Global Healing's products, and the results we're getting are every bit as consistent and fantastic as we've had in our previous years when we were using other products. But there's something interesting that I've noticed with the students in this one. And I don't have enough of a sample size yet, because sometimes, you know, you need a couple of classes, a couple groups of people to see if there's something really here. But I've noticed there are zero complaints in this group. Now, that's one of those things where it just, you know, the first time it happens, you're just kind of like, let's see. But if it happens in the next group, I'm going to be really curious. So if you've been really interested in wanting to learn how to actually deep cleanse, because I know there's a lot of cleanses out there where it's 3 days, 5 days. Those are good. They're better than zero, believe me. But if you want to learn how to get into the emotional body, how to get into the cell structure, how to get into the deeper places in your body and really eradicate, eliminate the disease, cancer-causing, autoimmune-causing factors that live at a deeper level, you need to cleanse for a little bit longer. And that's when we bring in 28-day cleansing and we teach that to you. And it's really a wonderful experience. And always supported, a whole bunch of great people in there that love you a whole bunch. And you just get to feel like you're a part of something really special, because in fact you are. And that's what we've built at the school, that it's so much more than just an education. It's so much more than just the information you get. It's the camaraderie. It's the feeling, it's belonging to something greater than yourself and taking up a sense within you that this is worth protecting. It's a true family atmosphere, and we know you're going to love it. So go to energetichealthinstitute.org and check out our upcoming detox course. We'll also be teaching you, of course, how to fast as well, and show you how to develop these life skills that are essential in this age of bioweapons. All right, coming back on right now, awesome first segment with Dr. Brian Artis and Nicola Burnett, I think. I was having fun just listening in. So that's why I was just like, yeah, you know, the whole time and everything. But isn't that wild for those of you? I mean, you know, because sometimes we don't think about that, right? We're like, oh yeah, that they didn't start out with masking. It was something that came on as this kind of religious overtone symbology. But I want to bring to your attention, there are some other places where there are religious symbols in medicine. And one of those is going to be in white coats. Everybody wants to wear a white coat. Well, that's taking from what exactly Dr. Artis said. You've got to put on a piece of clothing that now makes you a part of that club. Well, I got some great news for you. We don't do clothing at the Energetic Health Institute in terms of you have to all wear the same thing. And I thought about it. Believe me, I've thought about it over the years. And ultimately, I said, no, that's ridiculous. We're just falling into the same regurgitated tropes. I think the thing we do that's really cool is that when we get together, we laugh and we hug. And I think I'd rather have that. I'd rather wear a hug from somebody so much more than I'd rather wear a stupid white coat out there. So make sure you come and check us out. You'll love it. And we would love to have you and have you share everything that we know, because we've seen it be so impactful in so many people's lives. Now, getting into this next segment, you know, we're going to take some of the questions and I will pre-screen them. Yes. But one of them started out with a case, and I wanted to bring it. I'm going to bring it on screen for Dr. Artis and Nicola Burnett here. It comes from Mary, and she did say, Mary, thank you so much. She says, please do this case. I will tell you all, please don't internet yell with apps. Okay, I don't like that stuff, but this one was done so sweetly that we wanted to address it. So please do this case. My mom, and this is what got me, as soon as you have somebody calling mom, M-U-M, you know, like this is just so such an incredible term of endearment. Mary says, my mom, who is 62 years old and otherwise healthy, never had COVID or the stupid shots. I'm going to start calling them that, is experiencing severe bradycardia, right? So that's going to be slower heart rates, okay? And at all times, alongside with dizziness, palpitations, and chest pains. Cardiologists want to implant a pacemaker, because of course they do, but she's too scared. What natural remedies will help my mom's heart electrical system to function properly again? I feel like this is in our wheelhouse right here, but let's go over to Nicola Burnett and just share some thoughts. What are the first things that come to mind, including questions that you might have that you'd want some more information?
Well, actually, the first thing that just comes to mind is just she kind of hit it, my mom's electrical system to function properly. I mean, you're talking electricity, which is what we are. That's how we function as human beings. It's an electrical system, if you will. And when you just think about basic things about electricity, you know, when you plug something into the wall, like a lamp, right? You've got a male and a female, and you've got this positive negative connection of movement of flow of electricity through electrons. And how do we create that in humans? We create that with minerals. I mean, that's really what minerals are about. So, you know, when you look on the periodic chart of the elements, if anybody remembers that chart, there's always there's donations, there's positive and negative charges. And what that's really saying is, okay, so, you know, calcium has a plus two and chloride has a minus, and that's how these things come together. So that's my first thing to do, especially with somebody who's older, is I will introduce usually a liquid mineral complex and have them start there. And it's never failed. It's never failed. That meaning the commentary is always 100% of the time that they start to feel better, and it starts to normalize things like this.
I think that's some really good observation and a good place, one of the good places to begin. Dr. Artis, what are you thinking right now?
I'm not thinking anything. I want to hear Dr. Henry Ely's suggestion.
Well, my primary suggestion, everybody, is going to just jump off with earthing and grounding. You know, we're talking about electrons. We need to make sure we are getting the body out of disruptive EMF fields. How do we do that? Setting up the grounding sleep system. So Mary, make sure you go over to healingfortheages.com. Remember, we have this incredible conference jumping off May 25th. And if you sign up before May 3rd, or sign up as of today, last day to get the early bird special, it's only $59. You know, it's only $59 for getting full level, top level presentations from Dr. Artis, Dr. Ed Group, Dr. Janice Schmidt, and myself. You're getting incredible information. We're going to be showing you videos that you've never seen before on the effects of EMF on the bloodstream and how grounding helps to resolve that. It's something, a phenomenon called zeta potentials in red blood cells. We're going to be sharing all that and how long you need to ground for to be able to do that. But what happens when you're grounding is your body gets to work at the correct current that it's supposed to work at, which is direct current, without the inhibition or interference of alternating current from these man-made technologies, the phone, things like that. So we want to get the antennas turned off on your mom's phone, the one she's not using. We want to make sure she's not holding her phone when she's using it. We want to make sure she gets into healthier habits with her phone. And when you put that together with the minerals, something very interesting happens. The body starts to work correctly because it's now not being influenced, or it's not in a state of competition with what is being created by the EMFs. Little side story here too, and this is where one of my curiosities went. I had a student years ago who was having heart palpitations, similar kind of presentation. And what she did was she noted that I don't eat any salt. She had been scared, of course, by CNN or which Fox News or whichever stupid MSM that she was listening to, that, oh my God, I can't have any salt in my diet, which means I can't have any flavor in my food. I can't have any salt in my diet because if I put salt in, it's going to raise my blood pressure and that's going to potentially put me into the hospital. Well, it's actually just the opposite. If you try to go on a salt-free diet, what's going to happen to you is you're not going to have the basic electrolytes that your body needs to conduct the electricity. And now you're going to get all these little short circuits and everything. Now, we can go deeper than this, but for most places, when we start looking at bradycardia with dizziness is now the heart isn't pumping with enough efficiency. So you start thinking about a hawthorn berry, palpitations. You start thinking about sodium potassium imbalances, not enough salt in the diet. Chest pains. Of course, there's going to be chest pain. Your heart isn't working. It's off its own rhythm. Well, that's where you start thinking of EMFs and needing to ground to get those EMFs off and changing some of your habits with it. But you start putting these things together where you're getting wonderful minerals. You're getting great electrolytes in the form of some of these are minerals like sodium and things like that. And then you put that together with grounding and something else I'm going to throw your way for your mom, Mary. Move your booty. You start putting those things together. And now in a very short course, typically if it's really just mineral and electrolyte driven, typically within 2 weeks, you start seeing and feeling a resounding change in what's going on. You realize I didn't need that pacemaker. I needed the pacemaker that the nutrition naturally creates for me. So there you go, Dr. Artis. Those are my thoughts. What are yours?
I love all those thoughts, man. Those are perfect, actually. And I love Nicola's recommendations about minerals. I was just waiting to hear, is it like a combination of minerals, which she just mentioned? She mentioned just a mineral complex, which I love. So I have a lot of thoughts around the heart. I'll just tell you, when you are a clinician who has seen patients, thousands of them for years, there's a lot of missing info in these questions or the hard parts. So for me, my number one thing would be, I actually would rather want to know, this 82-year-old, is she on any prescription medications? I would love it if she wasn't, but I would be shocked if she wasn't also and very thrilled. But tachycardia, bradycardia, these are all very common side effects of most prescription drugs. So I would also take a look at what maybe she's being prescribed and make sure that there's nothing that she's putting into her body that is known to create those symptoms. And Dr. Ely and Nicola Burnett's recommendations were perfect.
Amen to that. So we got time for one more in this segment here, and then we'll come back and take some more of your questions. This one's going to come from Lizzie, and I want to throw this one straight at you, Dr. Artis, because you talk about this so much, and I think you got such great insight on this particular topic. But real simple question, Lizzie says, or the ways that we can unblock blocked lymph nodes. What do you think, Dr. Artis?
First thing I would recommend is there are literally people who have gifts and skills that they've been taught to actually move your lymph for you if you can't move it. So the heart, which we just discussed, the heart is a pump for the cardiovascular system, which is all of your blood vessels and arteries. So that blood's only moving supposedly as the heart pushes the blood through those systems. You have 4 times more lymph in your body than you have volume of blood. But the medical profession does not study the lymph system hardly at all. But you have this fluid system in blood, in lymph vessels that line right alongside your blood vessels, and there's 4 times more of them than there are blood vessels. Lymph has to be moved and pumped through motion. So instead of the heart beating the blood through the blood vessels, and we can sit and let the heart do that. When you're sitting, there's no lymph moving. The only thing that pumps them is your joints. So all the joints of the body are a part of the lymph system. So every lymph vessel goes into the synovial joint of your elbow, of your knees, of your shoulders, everywhere. And as you move your joints, that is the pump for your lymph system. So move your booty, Dr. Ely will tell you exactly. You want to move your lymph, you better move you. This is why those little rebound, you know what rebounding is, you guys, yep, that they talk about? If you jump on a little trampoline, you are literally moving the body. You're shaking the body, and you can move the lymph this way. So you have a sinus infection, head stuck. If you're doing your own breast exam in a shower and you're like, hey, I've got a little lymph nodule, go get on the rebounder and go bounce for a few minutes and do that every day for a few minutes and then feel the lump. It's going to be all gone in just a couple of days. It is simply lymph in those lymph nodes. It's just mucus stuck in that little nodule. You just need it to move. So what things move lymph? Number one, you have to move the joints of the body to move the lymph to pump it. Number two, heat applied to the body thins the lymph, mm-hmm, and it makes it so much easier to drain. So mm-hmm, saunas, I don't care if you even got in a jacuzzi maybe or a hot shower, your snot will start running. If you really have a whole bunch of sinus crud in your head and you can't drain it or move it, guess what will move it? Peppers will move it. Yep. Eat some peppers. That internally increases the thermal dynamics in your body, and you're going to warm up. And guess what happens to the mucus? It thins out. Then your nose is going to start running of mucus. Drainage down your throat is going to happen. It's amazing. Then I would like to throw out, there's one other thing that I would just throw out. There's a whole bunch of stuff here. The liver itself is the primary detoxer of all lymph from the sinuses above down to your body. So if you've got ear infection, sinus mucus, allergies, you have mucus and pus in your head, you need to do a liver cleanse. Go do the 6-day liver cleanse from Global Healing. That will flush your head, period. And if you don't want to do that, at least do milk thistle or artichoke extract. These things dump the liver and dump all the mucus. And then there is a great, wonderful herb / homeopathic product. I haven't even mentioned a product yet, but if you do it, there's a product called Scolopendrium. And people just do not know how significant and connected to diseases of all kinds in the human body that the spleen is responsible for. It is a great overlooked organ of the human body. It is the largest lymph node in the human body. The second largest are your tonsils, but the spleen itself has a massive function in the body. But what do your MDs tell you? If somebody's playing football and they get a hard hit to the left side of their body and their spleen either ruptures or swells, they're going to tell you, they literally are going to say this out loud to your MDs. Your spleen is ruptured or your spleen is inflamed. You don't need your spleen. You can live without it. We'll just cut it out. Well, it's in there for a reason, people. You are going to have a much harder time detoxing and draining lymph in the body to remove toxins, infections, you name it, of all kinds without the spleen. So take care of the spleen. It'll take care of you. Move your booty, number one. Heat up the body occasionally. It's great. Well worth it.
Amen to that. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Healers, welcome back. Last segment's gonna be a little bit shorter because we had a lot of good conversation already with you. We're gonna take looks like maybe one. We'll see if we can fit in two, but I think it's probably gonna be likely one question here. This one's gonna come from Sammy. And before we get into this question from Sammy, make sure you go to healingfortheages.com. Make sure you have signed up for at least the free masterclass on May 23rd, but even better, sign up for our Earthing and EMF Virtual Solution Summit. You will love it. We are going to drop so many gems on that day. It is going to dramatically improve your life and put you into a truly life-healing experience. Go to healingfortheages.com. All right, let's get this question in from Sammy. Sammy says, can you please talk about the new bird flu? What is it actually? What are the remedies? Thank you very much. Now, we were talking about this off air when we were talking a little bit about scabies and some other things, scabies and chicken pox and all the ways that the skin can look really messed up really quickly. You know, go ahead, Nicola. What are your thoughts about this new bird flu? And tackle the political thing about it, too, because it's going to be a new, we need a new thing to scare you with. So let's try this one. What are you thinking, Nicola?
Well, I don't know how much help I'm going to be because going back to that first segment where we talked about I kind of shut everything out. I don't even know there is a new bird flu. So let me just put that out there because I just don't listen to this stuff anymore. So, anyways, but moving on from that, we did have a conversation. And I want to just say that Dr. Artis was talking about garlic. And when he was talking about garlic, using garlic towards any of these avian bird flus, and that it's incredibly effective. I do something called lemon drops, and they're not the typical lemon drops you see in a bar, but you take for a way to get garlic in the body, squeeze one fresh lemon into a shot glass and crush a garlic, just a one little clove, and down it really fast. And that would be my recommendation. do that a couple times a day, maybe three times a day for a little bit and
I
back
like this. I like this a lot. Why don't we talk about our favorite ways and our little tricks for how we use garlic medicinally? Because yeah, garlic, I remember talking with Doctors Data about their microbiome screening and everything, and I was like, why don't you guys ever check for garlic? Why don't you have that as one of your sensitivities, because they have all these other herbs and things like that that you could see which works and what doesn't. And I was like, isn't that, it seemed like an obvious oversight. And the lab was like, well, we were doing that for a while, but garlic killed everything. So we just stopped even testing it. It was a waste of money to test it. It killed literally everything. So Dr. Artis, how do you like to use garlic, and in what situations beyond just dealing with like an infection, like this new bird flu? Be afraid. What do you
Yeah, so
think?
20 years ago, do y'all remember the bird flu and swine flu stuff that people would talk about to us as patients? Because I never watched the news. They'd talk about it, and I'd go like this. You know, the bird flu is coming out of bird farms called chicken houses, right? And all these chickens are literally like packed in by the millions, all on top of each other. And the only reason why the virus, if it is one, is spreading from chicken to chicken is because they're right next to each other, like touching each other. And
And
if the
stress.
farmer, and if the farmer picked up whatever the chickens were sharing with each other, because he's the only one in there, then he would leave and go to his family and maybe spread something from him to his family. And that's as far as it's going to go. And I used to tell people 20 years ago, look, the swine flu is only happening coming out of New Zealand, Australia, at these in Southeast Asia. It's coming out of pig houses, like where the pigs are literally touching each other and they don't move. They're literally in these little grids and they're just sitting next to each other. And all they can do is eat all day. They don't actually move. And so whatever illness they have, if there is a disease, they're going to share it with each other. And then this is what I said to every patient 20 years ago. You don't have to worry about swine flu or bird flu ever affecting us as humans. You want to know why? Human beings don't touch each other that much. So we're not that close together. We're not hugging on everybody 24/7 unless we're hanging out with Ely and his group of people at his amazing school.
Yeah, that's
Everybody's hugging
true.
each other there. But I doubt there's few of them that are walking out of a chicken farm or a pig house and coming to his school to hug everybody. That's really about it, as far as it's going to go. I will tell you, I do not listen to a flipping thing 20 years ago about bird flu or swine flu. If you're worried about it, either one of those that ever mentioned again. I mean, I'm really tired of birds and bats coughing on humans and making them sick. It's really weird. I find this really odd that this is happening all the time. I mean, I don't know. Have y'all ever seen a bird cough on people? I haven't ever seen one ever. I don't know. I know a lot of people have parakeets, cockatoos. I've never seen one cough on any of their owners ever. Never. But anyway, maybe they do. All right, so I have always said don't worry about them, but I do have to talk about garlic. Garlic by itself, as a garlic liquid extract. I love garlic. Put one drop in your ears, you can kill any viral infection, any bacterial infection in earth, and any child, adult, it doesn't matter. But did you know that garlic is also proven to kill everything from HSV1, herpes simplex virus 1, HIV, influenza A and B, all of them, and every coronavirus on earth, and the human papillomavirus? Did you know that it actually is proven to annihilate HPV 100% of all people that have it? Yet they tell you need a Gardasil shot when you turn 9 and 10 years old here in America to prevent a cancer from this virus, HPV virus, coming in 50 years from now. I would like to ask you, have you ever seen a study where they confirmed that 50 years later there was a reduction in cancers in men and women from the HPV vaccine, for getting that vaccine when they were children? Anyway, leave it alone. Garlic is miraculous. I love it. Crush it up and use it, or use an extract. It's very easy. But eat clove or eat garlic. Use the cloves of garlic. They're phenomenal. They're incredible superfood.
100%. And for me, you know, coming in, I love garlic, especially for liver cleansing and liver detoxification, just as a general rule, especially when you put it with it was one of I think it was my God, why am I blanking on his name? Dr. Robert Marshall from Premier Research Labs. He had put something out a long time ago about you take carrot juice, put a little bit of olive oil in it or some avocado oil in it, right? A good, you know, teaspoon, tablespoon per cup, and maybe even two. And then you take the garlic and you press it. Don't just chop it, press it. When you press it, you're taking two components together and you're forming the most potent medicine within garlic, which is allicin. All right. Or excuse me, allicin. I'm thinking of a product name. Allicin in
Allicin.
the
You're
end,
right. I
right?
N. Yep. You're right.
And when you form that enzyme, now here's the thing. Once you press it takes about 15 minutes for the allicin to become fully potent. So you want to make sure and let it sit out for about 15 minutes and then add it to whatever you're doing to swallow it. And please keep in mind, when it's super potent, it will burn the inside of your cheek. So make sure it doesn't touch the inside of your cheek. Just put it in there and swallow it down and say bye-bye to a whole bunch of things that shouldn't be there. You're going to make them very upset. You might even have yourself a little bit of some weird looking poop every now and then, depending upon what was down there. But if you're doing that on a kind of a regular basis, it's really, really healthy for you, especially when you're just maybe you want to just flush the liver out a little bit. You know what I mean? It's a great little drink. Carrot juice, some oil, and then some fresh pressed garlic that's sat out for about 15 minutes. One of the other things that's really awesome about garlic that I love is its ability to really make the blood, and helps the blood get into a balanced viscosity. So if the blood is too thick, it's going to really help stream the blood down and help rebalance everything that's going on in the blood. So the blood starts moving really, really smoothly through the system. But folks, if you that we should that you know what? We are going to have to do a show on the stinking rose. You know, we haven't done a show on the stinking rose, and I almost feel like I've let garlic down here a little bit because there's so many incredible components. It's one of the closest things we have, like green tea, like cannabis, to a true panacea. So I think I'm going to start doing some shows. I got a couple of philosophy shows I want to finish. But I think I'm going to get into, let's just start talking about some monographs of this wonderful herbal kingdom we're in and picking some things and putting some stuff together. Because there's some stuff out there, folks, that you look at it and it's like, yeah, I've seen it all over the place. Then when you start understanding the depth of the medicinal potential, something like garlic is, or green tea is, or cannabis is, or some of these other heavy, heavy hitters. Would you start getting, and I know this happens to me, I don't know, Nicola, Dr. Artis, if this happens for you, but this happens for me all the time. I'll like, as soon as I hear somebody talking about it, I'll start going, oh, I want to try that. Or I want to put that back in my body. Oh my God, I forgot how awesome that was. I got to put that back into the rotation. You know what I think? Does that happen for you too when you're like hearing stuff like that?
Absolutely.
Million times a day.
Oh my goodness. Well, hey, let's get in one more. I think we got time for
Oh,
one more
wait, can I answer
question.
one more thing? I'm
Yeah,
looking at a
yeah.
study from the year 2016 right now,
Yeah.
and they found bird flu called avian flu 1. This type of bird flu, which is going to it's going to correlate to all of them. They found that bird flu virus, when exposed to lemon balm oil, which is Melissa officinalis herb, if they took the individual who got the bird flu and gave them lemon balm while they were sick, within just 48 hours, there was a 99.9% clearance of the infection just from lemon balm alone, just so y'all know.
Crazy, right? It's like we have all the answers we need, right? We have all
Yeah.
the medicines and everything we need. Why are you looking anywhere else, right? I just read a question about Ozempic. We're not going to answer a question on Ozempic, folks. There's no reason to put Ozempic in your body. Can we just leave it at that? Let's take this one from Pam here. We got about 2, 3 minutes, but let's take a quick one from Pam here. Can Epstein-Barr virus be removed from your body using EDTA and foreign protein cleanse? What would the protocol be? Well, we're not going to get into that, obviously, but taking both together, one apart. Now, that's a good question. All right. So I'm going to trim this question down a little bit because we love foreign protein cleanse and we love the microsomal EDTA. We just dropped last week on Healing for the Ages free master class that that microsomal EDTA is the truth. And Dr. Group had a whole bunch of really cool things to show about what the foreign protein cleanse was doing as well. So we got two huge winners right there, right? When you're talking about the microsomal EDTA, I think this is the good question for us all. Dr. Artis, how would you recommend somebody take the microsomal EDTA? With food, on an empty stomach, morning, night? What do you think is the best practice for using that microsomal EDTA?
Yeah, this is a great question, actually. So the individual who has Epstein-Barr virus or EBV, these people are usually diagnosed with severe chronic fatigue for life. In fact, I've had patients told that they have EBV and they can't even pick up their children and do their dishes anymore. I'm not kidding. They were told to stay home as 18-year-olds and never have to lift a finger anymore. You need to get somebody to take care of you. That's how severe this is. If you've got symptoms like that, I would absolutely recommend EDTA and the foreign protein cleanse. When it comes to EDTA, I would recommend for individuals with chronic fatigue and illness and diagnosis, I would recommend at least, in my opinion, I would start. It's probably going to be different for Dr. Ely, and that is great. Actually, I love his recommendation too, because he has realized the half-life might be even longer of this version of EDTA than even we recognized in making it. So I recommend 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, to audiences. If you're sick and really sick, I would do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, first thing in the morning, 2 dropperfuls in your mouth. That's exactly what I would do. First thing in the morning, I would not do foreign protein cleanse right then. I would do foreign protein cleanse in the evening, far away from the EDTA, because inside a foreign protein cleanse is copper and gold, two minerals, and I don't want EDTA binding to that at all. Right. I'd rather do its detoxing in the morning and then wait till the evening. And foreign protein cleanse, I believe 2 dropperfuls in empty 00 capsules, two a night, every single night, every single night. And then EDTA just 3 times a week. Once your symptoms start to improve, I would back it down to 2 times EDTA, Monday and Friday only, and then do that for a month or so, and then back it down to 1 day a week, maybe Mondays. But Ely, you've got some great recommendations based off what you've seen. When the last Healing for the Ages masterclass, I loved your recommendations.
Right. Yeah. We're exploring right now, Dr. Artis, whether we want to, like, because I think there's different situations. Like when we're talking about breaking down spike glycoprotein, for instance, or when we're talking about dealing with it, I think the dosing that you have is not only safe. Here you go. Ready, everybody, drum roll. It's effective. Right. So it's great. You know, yeah. But I think when we're talking about doing something different, like chelation, where we're really focusing on nanoparticles and trying to get them separated from the cellular structure, that's where I think we got to dial it up. And that's what we're working on right now, is what those recommendations need to be. I have one more series of tests that I want to run using some DMSA after using the microsomal EDTA, to see if that potentiates some release of some other metals that we didn't see the EDTA releasing. But it wasn't, because I don't know whether the EDTA doesn't have an affinity for them, or the EDTA was just so focused on the lead and the mercury and the aluminum, which was clearly, it was knocking those out of the box. And that's great for Parkinson's and ALS and all these neurologic diseases. So we know it's incredibly effective. But I just want to see, can we give it an even little bit more of an assist afterwards? So we're going to come out with a recommendation for chelation for medical professionals, so that they can start going, okay, this is what we need to do. This is what we need to replenish while we're doing this. And then you have these wonderful tools, the microsomal EDTA and the foreign protein cleanse. But it's understanding what your objective is that you want to use them for. Are you going after chelation, or are you going after something else? Because the dosing strategy does change in those situations. So with that being said, I think that's about all the time we have for today. And I'm a little sad. We're going to miss you. We're going to miss you until next week. But I want to wish you a beautiful weekend wherever you may be and whenever you may be. We'll see you all next time on Looking for Healing Radio. Until then, aloha and adios.